With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At least six people have been injured in an active shooter seen at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. The six victims were rushed to a local hospital. An additional triage site was set up at the Baton Rouge Mall, according to a local police, a TV station. Police cars and officers gathered outside the mall, with JCPenney visible inside the building. Governor Jeff Landry says he and his wife are grateful for a quick response by police. Meanwhile, President Trump offering some tough new talk about the Strait of Hormuz.
President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump's post on social media comes after the U.S. military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil, ratcheting up a standoff with Tehran. Trump also wrote that, quote, there is to be no hesitation, while adding that the U.S. military is intensifying mine-clearing operations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey says a chemical leak at a West Virginia plant yesterday killed two people and injured 30 others, seven ambulance workers among those injured.
We know that the first responders, they always run to the fire. They put themselves in harm's way, and we know that a number of those individuals had checked in to the health facility to evaluate for health impact. We're very grateful to these brave men and women and what they do. And they're in our prayers, and we're monitoring the recovery of those transported to our local hospital.
Officials say what they're calling a chemical release occurred at a West Virginia silver recovery business that was in the process of being prepared to shut down for good. This is SRN News. A legal victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The 5th Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes now officially excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. That aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. It's unclear how many men are competing in female sports at the Olympic level. This is SRN News. A train crash in Denmark where two trains collided.
Several people have been left critically injured after two trains collided in Denmark. The collision, which happened on Thursday north of Copenhagen, has been called a major incident by police. Roughly a dozen others have minor injuries, according to the Greater Copenhagen Fire Department. Authorities have also said that some of the injured were flown to hospital. They also confirmed there was a total of 38 people on board the two trains on a local rail line used by many residents. Investigators are looking into the cause of the collision. Photos show the front ends of the train smashed, but both remain upright. I'm Karen Shamas.
Tesla profits rose in the first quarter as its car sales rebounded from last year's sharp decline. The electric vehicle maker says it earned $477 million in the first quarter. That's up 17% compared to a year ago. More on these stories at srnnews.com.